Welcome back to the Marion County PM Sports Page on KNIA KRLS. I'm Eric Gotchel, talking right now with Jenna Horstman, a senior at Pella Christian High School. We're going to talk a little volleyball today with you, Jenna, and one of the things I wanted to start off with first on is the reason we're getting together this time is because you're going to be playing in a senior all-star match coming up here on the 19th, so right around the corner. First of all, I wanted to ask you just about the nomination process, when you found out that you'd be selected and kind of how you felt about that.
Well, we get nominated by our coaches, and then we are elected by, I think, the surrounding coaches. And I found out probably 3 weeks ago, and I was really excited. Like, I got home, and my mom's like, I have a surprise for you. And she's like, I want you to call this number because Bob Bessler told me that you're on this all-star team. So I didn't know anything about it. And so he told me a little bit about it, and it was sounded like it would be a lot of fun. It's a really high honor.
What did Coach Fessler tell you about it? How exactly does this all-star match work?
Well, there's four different teams, and we play against each other. It's a Friday-Saturday process. We practice twice with each other on our teams, and then we play on Saturday night against all four of them.
And this is something that spans all the classes?
Yeah, it goes all from 1A to 4A. So.
You know, I also wanted to talk about the season that you had here for Pella Christian. Your senior year, certainly a fun ride. You had a very successful campaign, 28-5, certainly a great record and a lot of things to be proud of. When you look back at this season as your senior year at Pella Christian, how did you feel about things?
I felt that this is probably one of my most fun seasons, getting to know like all the girls and be able to play with them and making all those memories with them. It was a lot of fun.
Well, that was one of the things I noticed, Jenna, was watching you girls play together. You really just seemed to enjoy the game and enjoy each other's company, and which I think yielded some very positive results for you because you were having so much fun.
Yeah, we had kind of like a retreat at the beginning of our season where we all kind of bonded and we like set our goals for the season and everything, and we played to have a lot of fun instead of playing not to mess up, and you could tell in our playing that we were just having a lot of fun. I've heard from a lot of people, and it's really comforting to hear that, because you know that's what we wanted to show people.
Well, part of the reason for the retreat too, Jenna, is that you had a new head coach, Cindy Nickel, her first year here at Pella Christian. Now certainly she's familiar with the school, she's an alum. What was it like in her first year here?
It was a lot of fun. We actually had her as an eighth grade coach, and so we kind of knew her, and I knew her style and everything, and we knew she was a lot of fun. She just changed our perspective about volleyball and like how it's not all about volleyball, and it's more like in our faith and getting like relationships with the girls and with God and with our teammates and schoolmates and just, yeah.
Once again, talking right now with Jenna Horstman, a senior at Pella Christian High School and a volleyball player as well for the Lady Eagles. And as we continue to talk a little volleyball, Jenna, we mentioned some new things with a new head coach. Also, kind of a new role for you on the team. You moved from in the middle to an outside hitter. Talk about that transition for you. What was different, what you liked about it, maybe what you didn't like about it.
It's very different. In the middle, there's a quicker arm speed, and then on the outside, you have to snap all the way through, and so it's kind of a different transition, but a lot more reps on the outside, and I think like since I was a middle for my past 2 years on varsity, it helped with the quickness, you know, quick outside sets, and yeah, there's a lot more reps.
Well, Jen, as a hitter, you had two setters this year running a 6-2 offense in Lauren Jungling and Sarah Faber. What was your relationship like with each of those girls?
Lauren's a sophomore this year, and so I don't know her as well as I know Sarah. And Sarah and I have had some rough parts in the past, but we settled it all out, and we had a really great relationship this year. I mean, we had a lot of fun, and we could share anything with each other. And Lauren is a little ball of fire. She looks really quiet, but she's actually so much fun. It was a lot of fun getting to know those girls and having that relationship with them.
Yeah, it seems like chemistry between a setter and a hitter would be very important, and I've got to think that you build that chemistry not always on the volleyball court, but it sounds like things that you do off the court. So what did you do in your own time, whether it be in school or away from school, that helped you build that relationship?
On Friday nights, and there was like football games like that were away, we went over to people's houses like as seniors, and we kind of just hung out and played games, watched movies, and just talked about just stuff. It was something like that. And then we had like before and after like school or volleyball Bible studies, and we'd like talk about like practice and like the season and what we've done so far. And we had weightlifting ever since June, I think. We've been weightlifting with each other since June, and that's basically when our season started.
When you look back at the season, Jenna, were there any particular matches that for you stood out for one reason or another as a favorite or something that you're always going to remember? And it may not have to do with a performance. It may have just been that particular night.
At our tournament, the Bondurant for our game, we had some, you know, up and downs, but we actually had a lot of fun that game. Our third game that we played against them, we all played really well together. When we knew we were down, we were having so much fun. And even though we didn't win, I mean, it was still so much fun.
Again, right now we're talking with Pella Christian senior volleyball player Jenna Horstman. Jenna, we've been talking a lot about volleyball, but from talking to you before we started this interview, you have other things that you do that keep yourself busy. What are some of the other things that you enjoy either at school or away from school?
Well, I'm in choir here, and we have a little Hawkeye conference coming up soon that we sing with all the local schools. And we also go to Dort this year for a Dort festival. And I'm at home. I have two younger sisters that like to play volleyball as well, so we play volleyball around in the house, and we try not to break things. And we play volleyball outside, and it's basically volleyball around.
Are they going to catch up to you and be as good as you or better than you?
Probably better than me. It'll be fun to come back and watch them.
Jenna, you had mentioned Dort, and if I understand correctly, I think Dort College is in your future?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm going to go there in the fall, and I'm playing for Coach Chad Hansen, and he has a really good program there, and I'm excited to play for him, and it'll be a lot of fun to meet new girls and play on a new team.
When you were looking for places to go to college, what was it about Dort and maybe even Coach Hansen too that made that feel like the right fit for you?
My sister and my brother-in-law, they both went there. My parents are alumni from there, and it just felt homey, and I knew the place. And I also went to Northwestern, and they had a good place there too. Just the campus is just a little bit more like spread out, but I felt like I was just kind of more at home at Dort.
Any idea what you want to pursue academically?
I'm either going to go into business, health and human performances, or graphic design.
Okay, health and human performances. Now, I know what graphic design consists of. What is health and human performances?
It's like physical therapy and physical therapist assistant and like school athletic trainer and stuff like that kind of.
Okay. How did you get interested in that?
I have a lot of injuries. And Catherine here is our athletic trainer, and she's like pointing out some things that like what to do and all that stuff, and just really interested in me. And I have shoulder problems that, and she tells me like all these exercises, and then I go and look up more, and it just, I don't know, just kind of really interesting.
Well, here we are talking about college, but there's still plenty of the high school year left to go. What are some things that you're still looking forward to yet here in your senior year at Pella Christian?
I'm excited to graduate. But there's also homecoming. That'll be fun. We have poverty week next week for a Christian ethics class, so that should be interesting. And just building relationships with all my friends and being able to hang out with them.
With you mentioning homecoming, that actually reminded me something going back to this volleyball season. You had an outstanding student section cheering at all your matches. And I got to expect that come homecoming this year, it's going to be especially wild. Talk about that group and just what makes them so much fun here at Pella Christian High.
Our student section is amazing. They made these hats out of volleyballs, actually helped them make them. And it's kind of like a Spartan type theme, and they put like mohawks on the volleyballs, and they spray painted them black, and they have bought like Nerf swords and stuff from Walmart, and they were like, yeah, it was really amazing to have them come cheer at our volleyball games.
As I watched, there were lots of different, I guess I'll say, cheers and chants. Where does that come from?
A lot of it comes from Coach Nickel. She has past experiences of like her cheering sections and stuff, and she had these cheers that she had the students make up, and then we told them these cheers and like what they could do. Other than that, they just like make them up, like the fish cheer. they love that. Everyone loves that one. They made that up by themselves, and it was really fun to watch. It was distracting from the huddle. So we try to focus in when they're trying to do that.
I've got to say, that was one of my favorites. I'd never seen that before. For our listeners, describe what this, we'll call it a fish cheer, looks like.
They're all sitting down, and then they're like random people jump up and like a fish motion, and then like they have one person with this fishing rod, and then they cast it and they try to reel them in, and then they, once they have the fish or the person that's the fish, and they hold them up and everyone cheers.
That was a lot of fun. Jenna, one final question just to bring things full circle. We opened up talking about the senior all-star match coming up on the 19th in Carroll. What do you hope to take away from that experience as you move forward in your volleyball career?
I'm looking forward to meeting new girls and the opportunity to play with a lot of the best players in the state, and it's going to be a lot of fun just meeting new girls and being able to play with them.
Well, Jenna, enjoy the experience. Have fun. Thanks a lot for your time. I really enjoyed watching you this season. I want to wish you the best of luck in the future. So, again, thanks for your time, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Once again, Jenna Horstman, a senior at Pella Christian High School on the volleyball squad. Stay tuned. We'll have more of the Marion County PM Sports page next on KNIA KRLS.